Can't get enough of that brotherly love. We are offended, but you should still listen to that other podcast. The Super Brophy Brothers Podcast.
Yo!
Hi.
What's up?
Not much.
It's February 26th, 2013. Sorry. Got confused. It's hard to know what year it is sometimes.
I was just saying the other day. My, is it already 2013?
Yes. The answer is yes. It has been for 2 months.
And then, of course, the response was, sir, please.
Sir, please get out of my house.
Please to gather your pants and leave the establishment.
So, I don't know if you've been keeping an eye.
Shit. One more.
On the statistics. But we got somebody who got to us by searching midget tranny. I don't know if you caught on to that.
It's interesting that you bring that up, because ordinarily that would be a somewhat boring thing to say, but I just so happen to have an amusing thought that occurred to me.
I just so happen to have a midget tranny.
Well, the thing is, I was looking at it for like with my eyes. For like with my eyes.
For like with?
And what I saw was midget tranny, which is, no, that's 100% correct. I cannot deny the truth. But I did not fully process it. So my glancing impression of what that meant was that somebody was looking for midget trannies in a comedic context.
Yeah.
I just kind of gave them the benefit of the doubt that was probably, they're probably looking for a funny tranny midget.
Yeah, you know?
But now upon further thought and reflection, I don't give them that.
No, I wouldn't.
I would actually take that of them.
My question is, how the fuck does that lead them to our site? I feel like somebody's fucking with the stats. I don't know.
Let's see what happens.
We don't have a midget. Are you going to search it?
I'm not going to not search it.
You have to be clear in your browser history after this.
Did someone else just laugh?
No, that was something in the kitchen. There was a clinking of an implement.
It literally just sounded like like the dark version of you, like some sort of dark echo, evil robot version of you, was laughing in concert.
Like,
it was pretty terrifying. I don't know if it's going to really...
We'll just go with that.
If it's going to come out or not, I don't know, but I'm just saying what I fucking heard.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. All
right, so I'm going to search midget tranny. I'm not seeing anything on the front page. This is going to be my search history, so this is my affidavit for innocence. You know?
Right.
So I'm going to search midget tranny brophy. Still not seeing it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I got wedding night blowjob dash yaoi hentai online xxxbabesfuckers.org.
.org? Yes. They're a not-for-profit?
Well, I don't know if that's mutually exclusive, but, you know, I don't want to judge either.
No, that's incredible.
Let's see midget tranny super brophy.
Is it like the same kind of thing of like how we keep getting referrals from Russian porn sites? Is that like?
I think that's just like.
Yeah, isn't the same it like? Is it like the same
it
issue?
Is yeah. I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
It might.
I don't understand either, but whatever.
Either that, or your Google's AdSense really thinks that the clientele.
Is the blogger thing just completely fucked? Like.
I just don't
understand.
Don't quite know. Yeah. Can't really quite grasp all of it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's too much to grasp.
Yeah, I don't know. A little bit A little bit distressing there.
I was saying just the other day, hey, you know what? Last time I grasped, I feel like it was a million years ago.
Yeah. Jesus. It's pretty great. So, Yep.
What's up? How's it going?
Not much, man.
How's it going, Pickle Face?
It's going all right. I showed my professor some comics today. He thought they were pretty funny. He actually like he doesn't really laugh, but he like he went
is
like
the same. Is this the same guy or a different
same guy? He would go like huh. Give me one of those.
Yeah, I like that. It's like that's clever, but I'm too jaded and old to, yeah. to actually be moved to laughter.
Yeah, he laughed at ones I didn't expect him to laugh at, so that was cool. Like he laughed at the one with the hand gestures at the zoo and stuff.
So, yeah, I feel like that. I feel like you did a pretty good job with just. I think the panel two sells it. The hand gesture.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of ties it together. Yeah, yeah. It makes it work. Makes it blend. Makes it work and blend. Anyway, enough jerking you off, Mr. Man, about your hands and your gestures.
Enough jerking you off about your hands.
Yeah, your gesticulations and so forth and such. Yeah. What? Oh, why do we always have to be subjected to your fucking kitchen noises?
Because there's. No form of a.
Go ahead.
What?
Tend to your phone.
Sorry.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Bitch faced killer.
That's good. No, it's done.
Okay. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to unnecessarily waylay us.
Hmm.
Yeah. Mm. Are you gonna like?
No, I'm gonna do it later.
Okay.
I have respect for this program.
Good. Were you saying something before? Well, I don't really know what happened. I think I was just asking about why there must be kitchen sounds.
I actually probably should respond to this text.
Oh shit!
Sorry.
Now you done did it. Now you done disrespected everybody on the horn, all up and down their ear folds. Do you expect me to keep talking forever, or
I gotta fucking deal with this? All right, give me a minute.
How about you just say I'll blow you later?
I could, but that would be totally inappropriate. All right, let me just do this. All right, give me a minute.
Okay, I'm gonna sit here and just quietly not talk, but also talk in a manner befitting of such a one as I. You know, going around, doing the shits. Blah, 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 bloop, bloop, blah, blah. Woo-reep. I hope you didn't expect this to be intellectually stimulating, because I ain't in the mood for that shit. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. Y'all's is bitches.
Should I, like, meet you?
What?
So I can... You're distracting me. You're making this take longer.
Are you trying to process what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to make it not that much to process. Just kind of filler. It's just kind of bullshit. I'm not really paying attention either, to be honest. I'm actually asking you a question now. I don't know if you thought I was just talking. But I guess I'll just talk anyway. Whatever. Doing a pretty good job of filtering me out. Fucking dinner sounds. All of my fucking urethra. How dare that. Well, I think we can safely say that Eli died of candiferous differences. Oops, almost said something bad. But I didn't. Let's cut that later. How's it going there, Mr. Man?
It's going.
What kind of text is this? Is this like a minimum of 5,000 characters?
This is, I'm not writing 5,000 characters.
Minimum? I'm going to take that as a maybe. It's usually how I take silences, because it's just like, you know, not even a lot of information in it. when it's just a silence, a big ol' silence. Well, I guess I can't be silent. That's not what you fine folks paid for. And what you paid for is what you're going to get. Because when people give me money to make a sound, I just say, hey, you know what? I don't really know if I have time to think right now, but make sound, I gotta do it. You gotta pay me, I gotta make it. Make it, make it. Boop, boop, boop. Move my lips. Vibrate the things inside my area. You know, warble a little bit. Gesticulate with my tongue and mouth. You know, squeeze the sound out. That's what they always told me in Pilates class. Squeeze the sound out. Right out of your gesticulators. You know, this reminds me of a fine summer day back in before I was born. And I was like, not even really there for most of it, but for some of it, I was there. And I was like, you know what? If I was here and there and there and here for the rest of that, would have made a lot more sense.
Yeah. Okay, I answered it. So we can just disregard whatever you've been talking about. And
yeah.
I can't guarantee that I won't have to continue texting during this podcast.
Is there some sort of relationship going on here?
It's you know, it's a thing.
Is there going to be a genital?
It's complicated.
Are you booty texting?
No, it's. I mean, what?
Are you booty texting?
I'm not texting with my booty.
That's not what I asked.
Yes, it is.
But it is what I asked. I don't even watch commercials, so that's weird.
It's weird that you know the slogan of one of the most well-known corporations in our country.
Yeah, and that it came out of my mouth as just a spur-of-the-moment interjection.
Because it's so ingrained into all of us that you just can't help it.
Yeah, it's unsavory and untoward. Okay, so what's happening? What are we doing? What's up? Rap at me. What's going on? You looking fun?
No, dude, I'm trying to... Can we start writing?
Is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
I have this idea about, like, maybe I'd be bandaging my back after... And it's like, the punchline is I ran away from a samurai. But maybe that's not the punchline. Maybe that's just another piece of information.
What?
You know?
Yeah?
Yeah, like, I need help bandaging my back. Yeah, I rated this 1 on the idea readiness scale, but I think we're going to do it. Because I don't really know what else we do.
Because you have nothing else.
I have a lot of shit, but I just, like, don't really want
to
get out.
This is what it's come down to. We do comics for 2 years. And then the only idea you have is I had to run away from a samurai.
Well, then there could be something funny in that. Like, I running away from a samurai, is that not funny?
It can be. I don't know what the context is.
I mean, that's a problem, really. That's really the whole, all of it.
The whole, yeah, the whole having to write a joke.
I mean, no, just a random. I mean, the half of a joke is there.
Right.
But all we need is just, you know, the other half and the context and, like, the setting and, you know, anything, other salient information of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just mainly I just like my information to be salient.
I like my information to be soluble.
That's very neat. I find, and this is just me, but with my information, I find that to be a little bit of a sticky widget.
Sticky wicket? We've had this talk before.
Okay, yeah, so it was one hell of a stinky whalebone. What is the actual thing?
Wicket?
Sticky wicket?
Sticky wicket.
Okay.
Not sticky whalebone or sticky widget.
Can I say...
Did you hear that?
Hmm?
The doorbell.
Can I say... Storkle...
Yes. You literally can. Good job.
Wait. I was going to think of a second thing. Let's go with historical walrus.
Yeah. Good. Is that another comic? Are we writing two this time?
I feel like we could probably work that in.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Maybe oh, sure. Yeah, that'd be really easy. You fucking asshole.
Well, I'm not saying it would be easy. I'm just saying maybe if we just put it on the side.
Put you on the side.
You know, like a little basket of country cut French
fries. Hold on a sec.
Yeah?
This is completely irrelevant to what you're talking about. But I was just looking since I'm on the document.
What was I talking about, incidentally?
I don't even know or care. I was looking at the last comic we wrote that I haven't drawn yet.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that we put in these beiges and browns are boring my eyes.
Yeah.
Because that's funny, right?
Right.
But we didn't come up with that.
What is it?
That's from Mega 64 podcast.
What did he say?
I don't know why I didn't bring this up when you said it, or maybe I said it, but it was from a Mega 64 podcast. Does that mean we can't use
but
it?
Was it literally these beiges and browns?
No.
Just the phrase boring my
just
eyes.
Just boring my eyes was from... I guess we could
I wonder... Let me see, like, what the origin of that is.
I mean, yeah, it was literally from it was from their audio-only podcast. So that shit is really old. Nobody would probably know.
Yeah, I think that way too much of their shit is just in our shit now. Like, in what we say.
Yeah, I don't know if we can really, not steal from not steal from them.
So maybe we just not do that.
Not do what?
Change the line. What if I say they're boring my glasses?
Sorry, I looked at my phone again.
No, this is turning. This is gonna turn up to be a great.
Boring my eyes is fine. I was just commenting on that. Forget I said anything.
Are you sure? I feel like you can't. We can't do that.
It was no. We can.
Why?
Because fuck it.
Fuck it.
If anything, it's like it's flattering that we're using their joke. And it was just like Derek said, like offhand.
How can we just have a Mega 64 joke?
Hold on. It's something someone said one time in a podcast from like 6 years ago. I don't think it's gonna matter. Oh my god.
I'm undergoing a cognitive dissonance. And that's the sound I make. So if you ever hear me doing that, then you know what's up. Fuck, I don't fucking know, man.
It's fine.
I don't know if that's cool.
Just edit this part of the podcast out and we'll use it.
I don't know if that's cool, though.
Why wouldn't it be cool?
I just don't know if it's cool to do that.
It's cool.
I don't think you can just use a joke.
But, listen, we link to Mega 64 on our website, so...
What the who cares?
Justified.
Can we link to Arrested Development and just
we probably gave them ones of hits.
I'm sure we have, but it's not like we can just like link to the Arrested Development wiki and just take every single Arrested Development.
Whenever we plagiarize someone, we just link to their site.
Yeah. they won't sue us if we just give them all linksy poo.
Well, listen, there's no fucking copyright on a phrase. I'm telling you, it's fine.
I'm not worried about getting sued. I'm worried about, like, having integrity as a fucking writer.
Do you think we have integrity?
I think we probably should strive for it. At the very least.
Yeah, you could be right.
So I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to highlight boring my eyes, and I'm going to put strike through. That means it's verboten. It's verboten!
We have to change it.
I'm gonna need to backpedal a little bit.
Should have kept my fucking mouth shut.
I'm now finding out that Google Docs does not have strike through. I've basically fucked myself once again.
You can't believe it.
I blah 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 blah. Where is the strike through? I mean, it was so dramatic about it, and now I just feel like an asshole. Really, when it comes down to it,
mm-hmm.
There could be a. There's like 10 fonts in here, and one of them's Comic Sans. Strange. Okay, well, back to business. Good old that.
Good old Samic Cans.
No.
Shut up.
You would say that. You tiny penis bigot.
Whoa.
That's right. I said what everyone's been thinking.
I'm gonna thank you a second with my face.
You're looking at your phone, aren't you?
No.
Are you looking at your boner? Gave me that idea. What?
What?
What'd you say? You first. You go first.
No, I just said hi.
Oh, that's what I thought you said, because that's also what I said.
Yeah. We're just greeting each other.
Queering each other.
Hey. Cool it with the gay.
Gay it with the cool.
Oh.
You just realized mine was a better slogan, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are we writing a comic today?
Yeah, is it going to be about bandaging your back?
I don't know, dude. What is even that?
Let's explore it. Let's just talk about it for a little bit. We can move on if it's not going anywhere.
All right.
So, I feel like I'm bandaging my back, but I can't reach my back that well. So there could be some sort of situation involved. Maybe it would be funny if I could only reach the spots that weren't cut. So I, like, bandaged or... That doesn't make any sense.
This is getting so fucking convoluted already.
I think I picked the wrong direction. Let me start again. So I'd be bandaging my back or some shit. There'd be some sort of conversation. And then it'd be like, well, I was running away from a samurai. And then we'd have some other conversation regarding that. And then a punchline.
I think the punchline is samurai breaks through the wall and starts slashing at you again. And he's, like, really angry.
That's pretty funny, but...
Because I want to draw a really angry samurai angrily slashing at you.
I mean, maybe we can actually have a joke involved with if you can, maybe you can draw him and we have a joke about
it. Panel one. Holy crap, my back hurts. Can you put some bandages on it? Because it's bleeding. And then I say, sure thing, bro pasta. Mm. And I get a bandage and I wrap it around your back. I just wrap it around.
Mm-hmm.
And then panel two, a cat comes out of stage right.
What kind of cat?
And a fat one, a spherical cat, and he climbs onto your back and starts like digging his claws into your wounds, and tears up all the bandages, and then you go, oh no, this couldn't be worse. And then panel three, or four, I guess, or maybe five, samurai pops through the wall and cuts you in half.
Oh my god, just getting through that fucking belabor of an exercise was excruciating.
Seemed pretty good to me.
Can you have a belabor?
A belaborer?
No, just like, there's labor and laborer. Can you belabor and also have a belabor?
A belabor?
You gotta believe.
Oh shit. I don't see it, Jake. I'm sorry. I don't see this one. It's really dark.
But it could be a punchline.
We already had a comic about you running away from a giant bee. And bees are basically like tiny samurais already.
Yeah, but we're not gonna show that part. It's gonna be implied.
What? What part? The bee?
What if it was like, what if you were like, well, you know, if you ran backwards, then you wouldn't have this problem. That's pretty funny.
But then you would just be caught up in the front.
Right, that's the fucking joke, you retard. Then I'd be able to reach the
cuts.
That's
a pretty dumb joke, though.
Yeah, obviously it's just a lead up to a better joke. Don't you think that's kind of stimulating?
Like, oh, I got it. And then panel three, I get stabbed by the samurai through the back.
Shut up. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
I've brought shame to our family.
So if I ran backwards away from the samurai, then I would get cut on the front of me and I'd be able to reach it.
This is really bad.
No, hold on.
This is so bad.
Okay, I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm just saying it might get really good real soon.
Okay.
You know?
I'm waiting.
help me.
I'm trying. I don't know if I have the tools or the talent. for this
you're a shitter. You're a little shitter. You are.
What do you mean?
You're a little shitballer.
What do you mean?
You're shit ass.
Okay.
All right, so what if it's like, well, you could just run backwards, you know?
Or you could run sackwards.
And then maybe I'm just like, hey, I never thought of it that way. And then, like, you see me sitting happily with bandages up like, a gigantic slash that goes all the way up my face. But I'm, like, happy because I can manage it, even though I'm entirely cut up. You know? You don't get it?
I get it.
It's like, no, come on. It could be funny. Like,
are you sure?
Like,
are you what? Sure it could be funny? Because I'm picturing it right now, and it's making me cry.
No, but it's kind of like, I mean, it's kind of, it's intentionally bad, but you could be like, now, Jake, you know that you're supposed to run away from Santa Mirai's backwards for this very reason.
Did you just say Santa Mirai's? Because I think I just found the punchline.
Did I say Santa Mirai's?
That's what I heard. I probably was hearing what I wanted to hear. But I don't know. I'm picturing an amalgam between Santa Claus and a samurai, and it's making me very happy.
Anyway, we can't actually do that.
Why not?
Are you fucking kidding? Ninjas and Santa Claus? Are you fucking kidding me?
Not ninjas. Samurais.
Right, samurai. But ninjas?
Who said ninjas?
I mean, it's like 1 degree away from ninjas, which is like played is played and fucking fucking.
Wait, hold on.
What?
You're saying that...
Doing mashups and Santa Claus, can't do that shit.
That's
Get your mind together.
Has there been a ninja Santa Claus?
There's been an everything Santa Claus. It's fucking bullshit.
Oh, damn it.
We shan't partake. I don't like Santa Claus anyway. Like, I would not do something about Santa Claus.
Yeah, but we would be denigrating him in some way.
We'd be turning into an awesome samurai. That makes him cooler. That makes him less Santa. If we have... What?
What?
No, just shut up. Anyway. So you could be like, now Jake, you know that you're supposed to run away from samurais backwards, just like, you know, you learn in school. And I'm like, oh... Thanks for telling me. I'm so awesome that it's can live my life this way now. I do it.
I'm telling you, this is not good.
Are you sure?
I'm just telling you.
Are you sure it couldn't be good?
All right, I want you to picture in your mind's eye
mm-hmm.
a comic.
Yeah, no, it's bad.
Picture that image. Just picture it.
No, I
did. Yeah, it ruins it.
Sucks monkey fuck.
That's the first test. Hey, if I picture this idea as a comic, does it suck? That's the first test you conduct.
It's not a bad test. All right. Well, I'm gonna keep that in my satchel.
Yeah, you go ahead and do that.
If I think of another funnier premise, then I will come back.
Okay.
So I don't really know what else we do.
Probably kill ourselves.
I guess I can just look around.
Are we gonna? Do we have nothing?
No, we have tons of shit. It's just shit. Tons of shit.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
It's poopy shit.
Poopy shit.
Poopy shit. Wow, wow, wow. Oh. Oh shit.
What?
I have a callback to the that gesture one, actually. It's also a callback to the one where you punch someone's throat off.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, I don't know if it's good or if it's okay or if it's too soon or too...
Well, I just had an idea about that if you don't, but tell me yours first.
I kind of want to know yours first.
Well, mine isn't actually developed at all. There's like no, it's just like I had a really basic idea about
what it could be. Do you want to tell me it?
Well, I said you should tell yours first.
Oh, are you sure you shouldn't tell me yours first?
All right, so my idea was that, and this could very well be the idea that you had, considering it's a callback to those two strips.
Uh-huh.
But that there's like a guild of criminals, and they're basically finding out that two brothers are causing them to be taken off the streets and eliminated, and they're like plotting against us.
Okay, I think that is a really funny way we can take the canon.
Yeah.
But my strip actually doesn't preclude it at all. It probably, if anything, helps it. Because it really makes... It's another thing where, where you're punching the guy's neck off, where it's just making the criminal into the good guy and the... And I'm just kind of a bad guy in the situation.
Yeah.
So yeah, it would fuel that. It would fuel that
conflict. Yeah, I think it's funny that we didn't even realize it, but we have comics where we're both messing up criminal shit.
Yeah, I actually hadn't thought about that until now. But so this callback is we've got a criminal accosting you with a gun, and he's going, I've thought about what happened and have decided to let bygones be. And then I just uppercut him into the ceiling. And so that would be, I guess panel one would be I'm winding up the uppercut. And then panel two, he'd be dangling out of the ceiling you'd just see his neck down, dangling.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, sorry, guy, I've got an irrational fear of pistols.
Irrational fear.
And then in panel three, I'm taking his shoe off, or I'm touching his shoe, and then in panel four, I'm gone, but he doesn't have one of his shoes.
Why are you taking his shoe?
I just take his shoe.
You just do that?
I do that.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
How do we make it clear that this is calling back to the zoo strip? And also, how did he get out of prison?
I don't think it... Well, first of all, what did he get arrested for?
True, I guess he just got taken out of the
trespassing
zoo.
Trespassing in a zoo.
Yeah. I guess he don't do hard time for that.
Yeah, probably not. So, I think the line, I've thought a lot about what happened and decided to let bygones be, - interrupted. I feel like that's pretty, sufficient. It doesn't even really matter if you read the other one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'll just give you this. Yeah, I guess I was waiting on this one, but I didn't realize enough time had actually passed for us to do it. I have a lot of stuff like this that's just disorganized, so it's hard to sort through. Oh, I put, as you see now, I put that I had a anime type name for my uppercut.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
a rising cantaloupe.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I mean, I was just gonna suggest that you literally do it a shoryuken, but that works pretty well.
Yeah, I feel like if you have me, doing the face where, my mouth is, in the O face, so to speak.
And, so to speak.
Yeah, and I have, the big pupils, I'm just, freaking out.
Yeah. Wait. O face. Big O?
Yeah.
Big yeah. O. Big are you doing, O like, face. A... Are you doing, a shoryuken motion?
Yeah, I could be.
Is it a flame fist?
I mean, I definitely want a huge effect. At least Street Fighter 4 level flair.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
How do we have him talking and you uppercutting him at the same?
I think we should probably have him on the left, because he's gonna be talking first, I guess, and then I'm doing the uppercut, and it's right before it reaches his chin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of hard to do, but we kind of did the same thing.
Kind of, because you can't get the full impact of it because.
Yeah, but we also had you. Didn't we have you punching the guy's neck in one?
We did
the last time.
We did.
So it'd be kind of the same. We'd basically be doing the same thing, more or less.
Oh, this is the second time in a pretty short amount of time where we're gonna have an effect for a punchy.
Yeah, we can't be that. We can't be that specific. And
yeah, no, it doesn't go either.
I mean, it's the second violent striking act in a short while.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it.
I just like the nonsense of you taking one of his shoes.
Yeah, I wrote this actually a really long time ago, and I was wondering, I guess I've been sitting with the joke for a while, so I was really wondering whether it was funny or not. I was actually
just because, what happens after this? It's something has to happen.
Yeah.
But what would? And it's like, what would your character do?
Yeah, in the first comic, his neck was already off in panel one. So, like,
yeah,
there people are going to read the text first, I think.
Right.
But if I'm, like, already, like, incredibly in, like, fighter fury mode, like, I want to look really crazed in one.
Yeah.
And, like, really work on the effect so it looks awesome.
Right.
And, yeah, so, like, me already having that reaction right off the bat, I think is really the joke. I mean, it was a joke the first time, too, but I think that's really one of our better jokes.
Like, about the punch in the neck?
I think that was one of my favorite comics that we've done.
The punch in the neck off?
Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that was good.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I mean, just give me all your money or I'll bake you a cake is pretty... That's a
probably, yeah, probably one of the finest lines I've penned, unless it was you.
I'm pretty sure it was you. Okay. I'm going to give you credit for that.
Yeah, I feel like it was.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, yeah, I guess it does suffer a little bit from, like, it is totally, like, intentionally the same joke, kind of, but for some reason I still like it.
That's fine. It's cool. it's funny that we both deal with that situation in pretty similar ways.
Yeah.
And this guy isn't necessarily dead.
And I like that, like, in very specific settings, and, like, only sometimes, I like the fact that we are actually super. You know, like, not in a way that is generally useful, but, like, in some weird sometimes way.
We have physics-breaking powers.
Yeah. I mean, part of that is just an excuse to be able to do whatever kind of joke we want, but,
yeah.
I mean, I'm vain. I'd like to have, like, a kind of a be able to do super things through my character vicariously.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Isn't that what everyone wants? Isn't that why poor little Indian boys create comics on parchment of themselves as superheroes in the Big Apple?
I love how racist that just got.
Just apropos of nothing.
Yeah. So we pretty much wrote this one, huh?
Yeah.
And by we, I mean you.
Like a long time ago, like a year ago, mate. Let's see what the actual date is. Oh, I deleted it. Wait, hold on.
Let's see what. Let's find out. Oh, I don't know. There's no way to know.
Literally don't know how I could find out now. They just deleted that information off the face of the planet.
Don't you have the thing on your phone that says where you were? And
no, I use Evernote.
Yeah.
So I usually, like, once I cut the idea out of Evernote and paste it in the Google Doc.
Right.
And then, but if I delete the empty thing in Evernote, then I don't know how to get it back.
I see.
There's a little trash can, but it doesn't seem to contain things that I want.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it could have been some months ago. It could have been more months ago, you know? Could have been really just about a year ago, probably.
Sure. We'll go with that.
Go with that. We always have.
Mm. We always will.
Oh.
Oh. All right.
Shit.
I guess we're done, right?
Are we done?
I'm done.
Are we done?
I'm ready to shuffle off this mortal coil.
Oh, that means dead.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Whoops. Means dead.
Whoopsies.
Means you dead, idiot.
Did you like the sexy girl I drew in the last comic?
Yeah. I didn't really go over this, but I had imagined her looking towards the panel and looking back at him with her eyes only. And I kind of imagined her having, like, a pissed off face.
Oh.
So we lost, like, I don't know if it was necessary, but
I think I kind of like that we don't really see a reaction for some reason. I like that he, because I think I even said this on the podcast, I just like that he has her full attention.
Okay. I mean, like, I'm sure that at the time you could have convinced me of that. I just, like.
I think I might have.
Yeah, maybe. But I guess I was still expecting it for whatever reason, and, yeah. I was like, oh, it's different. But, yeah, I didn't think it was bad. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah. I think it's pretty solid.
I like that comic.
Yeah.
Can't complain. Not at all.
Did you like my creepy face that I do for Bromance with like the Wi-Fi signals coming out of it?
Yeah.
That was, for some reason,
It's not that creepy though.
I didn't want it to be like over the top. I just wanted it to be like, just like, you know.
No. Yeah. See,
I actually drew his eyes like a little bit, like you could see the veins in the sides.
Right.
At first, but I was like, that's too, like, it looks weird.
It's too much.
It didn't look right to me.
See, the problem is that I cannot really give you any meaningful feedback. You know, I mean, I can. Of course I can, but... but, like, I can't read the comic like any... like somebody else reads the comic.
Right. You
know? I basically just look at it, and I know how I feel about it. I don't actually read through it.
Yeah.
You know, because I already have, like, the script in my head, so...
Right.
Yeah. So, that is, yeah, it's not really... like, it's hard for me to fuck it with my eyes.
Well, if there's one comic to fuck with your eyes, I guess it'd be this one.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. Some big old memories.
Yeah. I don't want to think about having sex with your drawings because it's like...
I think about it all the time.
It's really weird. Okay, interesting. Interesting.
I drew this girl and I was like, oh my lord.
Well, good lord, it
look what
bored.
I made.
Ah, from my hand springeth forth.
Ample bosom.
Ample gesticulations.
I don't know if you noticed, and I think it's almost too subtle for anybody to pick up on it, but I do I had her sort of raising up her right shoulder so that she's like she kind of, it's like a natural instinct to like shield herself. See what I'm saying?
It looks like she's being sexy though.
Well, I also wanted it to be that.
Yeah, no, but it looks like she's like showing off, kind of. Like it kind of looks like she's like being a candy slut. I think, you know, it's like, I think it's probably still fine because it doesn't change the fact that Bromance is still being Bromance.
Yeah.
But it does make her seem like slightly, I don't know if this is sexist, probably not. Probably maybe a little bit, but probably not mostly. It kind of seems like she deserves it. Like it kind of seems like quote unquote, she's asking for it. You know what I mean?
Asking for it.
I know that's like the most misogynist thing you could possibly say. But like, do you see what I mean?
Well, the conundrum about it is that to put your gigantic breasts on display like that, you kind of are.
I mean, if you go out in the city with a halter top and like literally nothing else, you're gonna get picked apart. So like,
yeah,
that is what I think the problem is for me in the third panel there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if...
I don't think it really detracts.
Yeah, I would hope it doesn't.
I don't think it does.
I mean, it would have been better probably if we talked about that, but...
Casey said he thought it was really funny.
Yeah, I really think it's a nitpick. So yeah. It's fine. Also, I've been looking at her face for way too fucking long now, and by her face, I mean the face I just made up on the side of her head, because the side of her head looks like a creepy face to me now because I've been staring at this picture. It looks like her ear is a little, like, anime smiling eye, and that her hair is swept over her face. And one of her eyes is poking up through her hair.
You can't unsee it.
I know. It's the worst. I can't believe I fucking...
Just, like, move your eyes down an inch and focus there. And then
I can't look at that comic ever again.
It's dead to you?
It's dead to me.
Oh, that's too bad.
As is its author.
Hmm. You?
I meant, like, you know,
you
more
meant creator.
Immediate sense, yeah.
You or meant me, because I am actually, I hold all of the power in the actual production of our comic.
Well, I mean, you hold most of, kind of, some of the power, because, like, you're not really going to be able to produce it in any meaningful way if I don't approve of it.
But I'm in charge of constructing what you see.
For the most part, yes. For 99.9%.
I even put in the stuff that you write. I even have to put it in there.
That's true. You do it all. You clip them. You clop them. You flip flop them.
Hmm. Didn't take me. This comic didn't take me that long. Actually, I thought since I had to draw like a hot girl, it would take me a while. But I do it.
You've literally done like, let's see how many. You did 5 4-panel comics in a row.
Yeah.
So maybe I think you might have
just been back to that next time and the time after that.
Yeah. So
this is like this the is year like, four panel comic.
This is what was your 1-3 panel reprieve, and I think you just like were like, wow, it really doesn't take as much time to draw.
Yeah, it's like really easy. One especially when I have a shot and I have a panel that's basically just a face.
Yeah, yeah.
That really helps.
That it does.
Yeah.
But there's gonna be some repeat art in the next one. Like the criminal stays as a fixture for panels 2, 3, and 4, so it's not really a big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, yeah, 4 is just literally 3 without a shoe and without me. Like, it's not
yeah,
really...
Yeah, that'll take 2 seconds.
It's as much work as a 3-panel.
Yeah.
So anyway, I guess we're done, did it. May not... You know what I think is wrong with this episode of our podcast? Right what? Here? It teaches loose morals.
Does it?
Loose like a $3 vagina.
Wait, what?
Do you have to ask? Do you have to ask right now?
Well, that one's going. That saying is going in my repertoire. But what was? Why?
Because we started. The moral of the story is: come to something unprepared. Don't try that hard. Throw out a shitty idea and don't still really try that hard, and then you'll be rewarded with just something that's fully complete and decent.
Yeah, but that's just because you had that, right?
I know I had it, and it's, like, technically okay, but, like, just in the progression of this one episode, it just seems like it's such the opposite of, like...
What happens?
Like a dramatic
movie. How production works, yeah.
You know, it's like, take a movie, it's like you get conflict, and then the hero falls, but then he ultimately comes back and he achieves his goals because he tried hard. It's like, we were just kind of fucking around, and I was like, yeah, I guess we could just do this one now because it's been enough time from the other one.
Yep.
And that's good too. Myself. Yeah, that's good too. But yeah, loose morals, I would say.
Loose morals.
I you know what? I always said this. I said this to my friend who was coincidentally just a bunch of grass. I don't mean like drugs. I'm not using a euphemism for like I smoked doobie grass and then I was like, I had a friend because I was so high that I was somehow hallucinating another sentient being. I'm really just more referring to a field of grass that I knew of. And I would communicate telepathically with it.
Right. Is that it?
I hope you didn't want me to actually tell you what I said to my friend at this point because I have no clue. I probably didn't have anything in mind at any point.
All right. On that note, I am going to bid you adieu.
Have a great night that is empty of nightmares.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I'm a stupid whore and a bitch. Can you make up your mind and tell me which is which? Oh.